The A's are in New York. Get ready for the game on Wednesday. We'll have it for you right here on Sports 1140 KHTK. And it's always good when we can chat with Ray Fossey right here on Sports 1140. Ray, it's Grant Napier and Doug Christie. How are you?
Guys, I'm doing great. Happy to talk to you and looking forward to Wednesday night. And happy you're going to have it on the air. And I'm looking forward to being on with Ken and Vince.
That's awesome. Boy, what a storybook year for the Oakland A's. You know, I was talking about this with Doug. It just is odd to me to get to a game like this in the playoffs and neither team has what you would call a bona fide number one starter. I mean, the Yankees thought they had it in Luis Severino. He has not been good in the second half. I think their best pitcher right now is J.A. Happ, and I'd be surprised if we don't see him on Wednesday. And we know about the injuries to the A's pitching staff. Well, give me your thoughts on that, that here we are entering a winner-take-all game and neither team really has that guy.
Well, first of all, the A's don't really – I don't know if they really care about not having a starter because they've got a great bullpen. And, you know, we may see something, and I'm speaking strictly on this Monday night before Wednesday's game. It's going to be announced tomorrow who's going to be starting. But, you know, don't be surprised because what the A's have done since September 1st, comparable to what the Tampa Bay Rays have done, what, half the season, and that is using an opener and then going to a starter and then bullpen. The A's may go to an opener and straight to the bullpen. Because
right.
they tried on Friday with Mike Fiers. They tried Saturday with Trevor Cahill. Fiers wasn't very good coming in the second inning. Trevor Cahill, who's pitched out of the bullpen, did with the Chicago Cubs, did very well for four innings, gave up just an unearned run. But, you know, the A's bullpen has been so good. And, you know, it's just one of those things that it's one game. The A's, it's kind of like a seventh game of the World Series, and you're playing and doing everything you can to win. And then I don't believe if they do an opener and bullpen game on Wednesday, if they can't afford to do it after that because you have a five-game series and then hopefully a seven and a seven after that. And it's just very hard to do it. The A's do have starting pitchers, but I think in this one game, take all, take it or leave it or go home, it may be that type of game. Now, on the other hand, coincidentally, I went to have some dinner. And, of course, for 3 hours ahead, I'm walking down the street and there's Reggie Jackson. And I was talking to he and his financial advisor, and I said, well, Reggie, is it going to be Happ? And he said, no, I think it's going to be the gas. And he never did say who it was, but the gas would be Severino. They have a choice, really. I was watching MLB between Happ, Severino, and Tanaka. They could go with any one of those three. They have a strong bullpen as well. And I think it's going to be more of a – Yankees a traditional starter. Perhaps the A's will not. But I think it's going to be a bullpen game regardless.
Ray, if you had just your feeling, which way do you think the A's go and how quick is the hook? Because you mentioned Game 7 of the World Series, the feeling of it.
I have a feeling, and I have a feeling it's going to be a bullpen game, which means one thing. Because if you have a if you have an opener, let's say Liam Hendricks has done the majority of them, Lou Trevino pitched one on Friday. You have them go the one inning instead of using them in the back end of the game or middle of the game, you use them at the beginning, go through the lineup. And it seems like the system has been derived because they don't want a starting pitcher to go through the lineup the third time. They say the statistics show that the third time through the batting order, the hitters have the advantage over the starting pitcher. Buehler today with the Dodgers was a different story because he was lights out. But I think overall you're looking at that. And I think it's to the point that if it's a bullpenning game, it's going to be that. And it's the quick hook. The difference there is that if you have a starter who's coming in after reliever, he has to have longer time to loosen because traditionally that's what he's done. He's been on a normal schedule. He's gone to the bullpen. He's done his stretching. He's done his throwing. It could be a half hour. Daniel Ming takes an hour. So I'm in Cincinnati doing that. So it's totally different. But let's say you start a reliever in a game. And you go to the bullpen, you could call down and say, get Trevino up, get Kelly up, and they're loose in about 10 pitches. You know, totally different. So I can see perhaps that happening. And again, I'm not going to be surprised because what the A's have done since September 1st when they started this, because, and listen, guys, 12 pitchers, starting pitchers for the season, 12. And you end up having guys who, four guys we know have had Tommy John surgery, Sean Manaea is out for the year. So essentially, the A's do not have one starting pitcher from opening day that's still on the roster.
Wow.
Sean Manaea is here with his arm in a sling, so he's like, he can't pitch. So it's Edwin Jackson, Mike Fiers, Brett Anderson, Trevor Cahill. I mean, you're looking really at guys who have pitched before, but they were not even on the roster until, what, May, June, July? Of
incredible.
The season. So, it's the incredible thing is what Bob Melvin has done with this ball club. And I was happy to read in one of the New York papers that Jerry Familia, who joined the club, was talking to a New York writer while we were in Anaheim, and he just kept raving and raving about Bob Melvin, about how the job he's done. It's been tremendous.
Yep.
Because you don't have 12 starting pitchers. You don't have a bunch of relievers. You don't have Ramon Laureano comes up late. Stephen Piscotty, through the death of his mother, dealing with that. And then, you know, to me, guys, the turning point of the season, you look at, we always talk about June 16th when the A's took off. Coincidentally, it was that time when the A's were playing the Angels that Matt Chapman went on the disabled list. And that's when Jed Lowrie went to the manager, Bob Melvin, and he said, Skip, I can play third. Let me play third, and that way you can play Pinder and Barreto at second. So here's a player in a walk here, a free agent, and he said, unselfishly,
wow,
I'll take over at third base. And, you know, so not surprising, the guys, the ball club took over at that time. And, you know, Chapman comes back, and now you have this solid defensive infield plus offense. You got Laureano, who's spectacular in center, Piscotty in right. You got Mark Canna. If they start J-Hap tomorrow night, you know, he's hit 13 of his 17 home runs against lefty. So, and Nick Martini's done a great job leading off. So it's been a Cinderella-type year. And I'll say this, guys. I was there in 14 when the A's, when Cespedes was traded, they brought in Lester and Samardzija and Hamels. And all of a sudden, it's trying to get to postseason. I remember being in Texas on Friday and Saturday, kind of hoping the Mariners would lose so the A's would win. They kept winning. So it goes down to the final game of the season, and that's when Sonny Gray pitched the shutout and the A's go to the wild card. There was zero momentum at that time. It was like, oh, man, we're supposed to get there. This year, they're not supposed to. And so if there's any silver lining to this whole thing is that this group of guys are very relaxed, and I think it's going to be a great experience for them on Wednesday night. Full house going to be at Yankee Stadium, predominantly rooting for the Yankees, of course. But it's not like these kids have not been there before. They played well on the road, had a lot of home runs. I think it's going to be an exciting game.
Well, first of all, if Bob Melvin's not manager of the year, they should get rid of the award. I don't see how they could give it to anyone else.
I agree 100%.
You know, Ray, I like the A's defensively in this series, and I wanted to ask you, you know, to me, you know, the Yankees with Andujar at third, they take him out in late innings a lot for defense, and Gary Sanchez, and maybe you could speak to this because this is your expertise. I don't recall a catcher being as bad defensively as Gary Sanchez, and in a game like this, that could be the difference between winning or losing. Give me your thoughts on that.
I agree 100%. We saw him, and again, coincidentally, tonight talking to Reggie, and this gentleman, the gentleman who is his financial advisor, was telling me how many pass balls that Gary Sanchez has had this year. And he said 18 pass balls. He said, you know how few games he's played? He's only played 70-some-odd games. And I saw him the Wednesday night for Severino on the special night when the inaugural class of the Hall of Fame for the A's was where they were there.
And he was horrible, embarrassing. That one inning, he couldn't catch a beach ball.
Yeah. Four runs in the first inning, two pass balls, two wild pitches. And I said then, and I've always said, and I saw this kid, Astudillo, catch for the Twins. If you have a runner on base, and especially a runner at third base, you can't get out on one knee. You have to be mobile enough to block a ball. And that's what Jonathan Lucroy does for the Athletics. So defensively, to your point, I asked Marcus Semien, I said, what has made you a better shortstop? He said, Matt Chapman. I said, why? He said, because I don't have to worry about covering that ground because he covers it. So Marcus Semien can deal with shortstop because he has Chapman. Lowrie and Olsen has been spectacular. On the right side, you look at the defense on the inside, it has been outstanding. They've all played together. And then Piscotty and right, Laureano and center, the other two guys I mentioned, left field and Luke Roy catching, that's a solid defense. And the A's, I go back to when I was traded to the Athletics in 73. Dick Williams said, Ray, we do two things. We pitch and we catch the ball.
Yep.
We don't give extra outs. And when you play in postseason, if you give a team an extra out, if you make an error and you put runners on base, you're going to lose because you're only one of 10 teams. They're the best teams in baseball, and you get a chance to play on the big stage. You have to play solid defense and get good pitching because typically runs are premium, and if you do, score enough. But what Gary Sanchez and Andujar, first of all, you'll never see Jonathan Lucroy taken out for defense, nor will you find Matt Chapman taken out. And if he doesn't win a Gold Glove this year, something's wrong with the voting. But that is the difference, and I'm hopeful, to be honest, that Gary Sanchez catches Severino in the opener of the series, because the one thing that was said after that Wednesday night game in New York when the A's won was that they were not on the same page. I said, guys, they weren't even in the same book, because there's no way that you could have that type. I mean, when Severino was taken out, it's like, what are you? You know, he had that look on his face like, it's not me. And no, it's not. It's not you. But see, that's what's happened in the game of baseball, I think, where offense has become such an important part of the game in all positions.
Right.
that you're taking away the defensive ability, especially of a catcher. And, you know, I always go back, and I don't care how many years you've been around the game, and still currently, if you're strong defensively up the middle, catching, pitching, middle infielder, center field,
yep.
you expect defense from those guys, your offense from the corners. That's been around as long as baseball has been around. But if you're relying on your offense from your catcher, then there's something wrong with your team.
And I agree with you.
The catcher is going to save you more runs than he's going to drive in. And
I would start all. If I'm the Yankees, I start Austin Romine. I would not start Gary Sanchez. And I doubt Aaron Boone does that. But I got to tell you, me, Austin Romine is their best catcher by far.
I agree. You know, when Sonny Gray was traded to the Yankees, a friend of mine, I've said this over and over. Friend of mine from New York called me and says, what a great trade. I said, you better have somebody who could catch his curveball because Gary Sanchez can't.
Right.
And sure enough, he calls me back. He calls me back. He says, how'd you know that? I said, because I've seen it. Really? You know, and you know, Sonny Gray is at his best when he throws his curveball and it looks like a strike and it bounces. Well, if a catcher can't catch it, he starts to elevate that same pitch and it becomes very hittable. You know, but it's you know, I don't care, again, how long the game's going to be played. You have the shifts. You have bullpenning. Pitching and defense is going to win you ball games, especially in postseason. And it's the most fun. Even Sean and I on the plane coming in from Anaheim, here's a guy with his arm in a sling. He said, man, this is exciting. And I said, you can't even play. And he said, I don't care. This is still exciting, you know. And it is. You know, postseason, you know, 20 teams went home yesterday. And, you know, we unfortunately got to see Mike Socha make his announcement that he's, you know, not returning next year. You know, very sad to see that at the end of the game. But, you know, while the Angels were going home, along with 19 other teams, 10 teams are starting play, and they started today. I mean, the Wild, you know, Division II today. I mean, the 163rd game. And, you know, it's a great time of the year for baseball.
Right, quickly, if Sanchez plays, does it change Bob Melvin's aggressiveness when guys get on the bags?
Well, he throws well. He throws very well. The only thing that might create, and a lot of times I feel you can go on a catcher in the game that he calls, because let's say if a runner gets on base and there's a threat of a running game, then the catcher's going to call more fastballs, which is going to help the hitters. And, you know, also remember guys, let's say Hap starts tomorrow.
Right.
Or Severino. It really doesn't matter. The same lineup's going to be there. And I asked Mike Aldretti, and I don't know if you guys had it on the show, but I said, Mike, in all your years of baseball, have you ever seen anybody that you could compare to Chris Davis whose power to the opposite field? He said, I have never seen anybody. Now, coming in New York, you got Judge and Stanton that can hit the ball out to right field. But you look at Chapman, you look at Piscotty, you look at Lowry, all the way at Chris Davis, all the way up and down the lineup, these guys can hit balls out to right field very easily, just like the Yankees can. So that's why it's going to come down to pitching. How are you going to pitch these guys? And I think the pitching plan and the scouting report on the Yankees is going to probably be different than what we saw in May when we came in here. And they were, again, more traditional starters starting those games as opposed to now, which it probably is going to be a majority of relievers pitching.
Hey, Ray, I'm getting on a red eye tonight to head to New York. I can't wait to be at the stadium and have a great call with Ken Korak on Wednesday, and we will hopefully talk to you soon.
Listen, I think Vince and Ken do a great job. I'm just very happy to be in the booth with them, especially this time of the year.
Yep.
I mean, television stopped yesterday, and now it's radio, which is the best medium because we've got a great audience. So we appreciate what you do in Sacramento.
Thank you.
And looking forward to a great game on Wednesday and hopefully beyond that in the month of October.
Thank you, Ray. Greatly appreciate it. Doug and I will be right back. This is Sports 1140 KHDK.